Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So we spent part of today's show talking about the chills and shivers that music can cause, those little sparks that stimulate the pleasure center of our brains. Now, I'm not sure if this phenomenon is what our next guest had in mind when she was recording her upcoming album, but it is called Little Spark, and her current EP is called Pleasure Center. Singer-songwriter Jessie Balin joins us in the studio with her band, and they're going to play a song from the forthcoming record. It's called Hurry Hurry, live on Soundcheck. That's called Hurry Hurry. It's by Jessie Balin. She's singing here in the studio with her band, Scotty Murray playing guitar, doing some backing vocals, David Stith playing guitar, John Murray on bass, Otto Hauser behind our drum kit. And Jessie, that's from the forthcoming record, right?
Yes, it is.
Little Spark. And the current EP called The Pleasure Center. I mean, you basically wrote my little segue, my little transition for me today with these titles.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking earlier about how music hits that pleasure center in your brain. You get that rush of dopamine. You feel those chills and shivers.
Totally. And, you know, the more you think about it, it's kind of it's that moment is sort of intoxicating to you when you hear it, whether it's live or on the radio, in your car, at home. Mm-hmm. It's really that physical reaction is overwhelming.
Now, what song, I mean, give us an example of a song that does that for you.
For me, I'd have to say Roberta Flack, Do What You Gotta Do.
Why?
If that doesn't do it for you, you're dead, man. You better check your pulse.
Well, see what you think. This gives Jesse Bale in the chills. What about you?
Come on back and see me when you can. Now
You Gotta Do, a 1970 song recorded by Roberta Flack. Now, Jesse, one of the things we were talking about earlier in the show was the fact that, you know, for a lot of people, the music that does that for them, that gives them chills and shivers, is the music of their teenage years. You were not around when Roberta Flack recorded this back in 1970.
No, I wasn't, but my parents have an excellent album selection, so I definitely dug into that during high school and younger than that, too.
Now, the new record, Little Spark, is going to be coming out in January. We're getting a bit of a preview of it today. And the band is playing at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night at 7:30. And for this new record, you've gone indie, basically. You were signed to a major label.
I was,
Verve Records. Yes. For a couple of... I mean, what sort of drove you out of one of the few remaining boats that's still afloat in that sea?
Well, you know, it wasn't the same company that I signed up with. You know, most of my team was gone. I had one person left, and I knew that if I made this album the way I wanted to make it, that it probably would never be heard. And I spent too much time crafting these songs and starting to create the world that ended up being on Little Spark, and I didn't want to risk that. So I negotiated out, and it's the best thing I ever did, because I've never felt more free to do what I got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that mean that the first couple of records, I mean, did you feel like you had to make some compromises because you were signed to a major label and there was a team depending on you?
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, it was a good learning experience. I was much more green then, and I was, you know, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I was easily manipulated sometimes, and I'm 27 now. I'm glad. I'm very
thankful.
So
you're all grown up now.
I'm all grown up, and I'm very grateful for those experiences. You know, I really am.
Yeah.
But now I enjoy this freedom for sure.
Well, the album Little Spark is available for pre-order. It doesn't come out officially till January 17th. Meanwhile, you have also this Pleasure Center EP, which people can download. There's a link to it. It's a free download on our website, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And that seems to go back. I mean, these are more songs that do it for you, right? It's covers.
Absolutely. Songs that have always resonated with me. And it was actually a really cathartic experience, because I've had this album recorded, Little Spark, for a year and a half, and I've not been able to put it out until this January, and I recorded this 2 weeks ago and released it for free to anyone. There's no, like, you don't have to put your email in.
Right.
It's just free. I just wanted to give, and it feels really good. Really does.
And it's a real motley assortment. I mean, from Sonic Youth to Fleetwood Mac, the late Arthur Russell.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy.
And not the song you might think.
No.
You know, it's a deeper track
deep cuts.
From that Irish band.
Yeah.
The next song you're going to play for us, this is from the forthcoming record.
Yes,
this is from Little Spark.
Yes.
And it's called Holiday. Is this, I mean, is this a seasonal piece?
I guess it could be. I mean, I mentioned peace in the world, and It's
yeah, we don't want that the rest of the year, only around the holidays.
It's a little, you can, this could be your year-long holiday song.
All right. Let's hear a live performance. It's Jessie Bailyn and her band live on Soundcheck. Once again, Jessie Bailyn, singer and songwriter, leading her band live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Holiday, which will be on the next record, Little Spark, coming out in January. You mentioned Nashville right up front, first line of the song.
Yeah.
That's where you're living, where you made this record?
No, I made this album in Oregon and Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
You have people like Greg Lease playing on this?
Yes.
I mean, you have some of like the top Nashville players.
I guess he plays in Nashville, but he's in L.A.
Okay.
So we didn't bring any Nashville. My first album I made in Nashville, but this one, Richard Swift is in Oregon and Kevin Agunis in L.A., so we just all met.
And Richard Swift is the producer?
One of the producers, yeah. And then we wrote that Holiday together, too. And he arranged everything and played most of the instruments on the album.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man behind the curtain.
So, but you're now living in Nashville.
Yeah, we live in New York as well, actually. Uh-huh. So we split our time between the two.
And your husband is one of the is Nathan Followill from Kings of Leon. So around the holidays, are you both home or are you on your separate tours? Or
this is actually the first year both of us are off for the holidays. So we are actually buying a Christmas tree.
Very nice. In New York or in Nashville?
Both. But the one in Nashville's fake because I was afraid it was going to burn our house down because there's no one to water it right now. Our one in New York is small and real. So
I like that. Small and real.
Yes. Somehow. Very real. Slightly yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas, but
Jesse Balin is playing tomorrow at the Mercury Lounge, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. We're getting a chance to hear some music from her forthcoming record called Little Spark. And this title, Love is Wasted on Lovers. I mean, do you come up with the lyric first, the title first, or is it a hook or a riff? How does that work?
Well, with this one, actually, we did come up with the title first, and I was thinking about it for an hour, and then I was taking a shower, and all of a sudden just started singing, like, love is wasted on lovers, and it naturally just became what it is. And yeah, that was the first song, though, that I'd ever thought of the title, and then wrote the lyrics. So.
All right, well, yeah. let's hear it. It's called Love is Wasted on Lovers. Once again, it's Jesse Balin and the band live on Soundcheck.
Love is wasted on lovers. They don't know what's in their arms. They don't know until it's gone. Who put up that spark? Love is wasted on lovers. They will open every stitch, breaking something just to fix. Seal it with a kiss. Love is wasted on lovers. It's such a shame.
Jesse Balin and the band with Love is Wasted on Lovers live in the studio. Nice bit of misdirection at the beginning of the song. You know, you think it's going to be kind of mopey ballad, and then immediately hits with that kind of vintage rock and roll thing.
It's yeah.
Really nice. So that's going to be on the new record called Little Spark. Comes out in January. Pleasure Center is her EP, which is available for free. You can download it now. You can find a link on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. and Jesse and the band playing at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night at 7:30. It's been a real pleasure having you and the boys here playing for us in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
In the background is Jesse's version of a Sonic Youth song called Little Trouble Girl from the Pleasure Center EP. And that's going to do it for the show today. Tomorrow, you know, there was a time when you couldn't be a major act without a live album. But today, the concert on record seems to have gone the way of the 8-track. We'll take a look at some classics and discuss the future of the live album. Plus, an update about the New York City Opera labor dispute, and a visit from mezzo-soprano Stephanie Blythe, who's currently singing in the Met Opera production of Rodelinda. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.